You're listening to Trumpet Radio Live 101.3 KPCG, online at kpcg.fm. Dwight Falk and Grant Turgeon with you here today. Rod Stewart, Forever Young.
I wonder how many people change the dials looking for the KPCG station.
What
again?
Happened? What's Rod Stewart? I always liked that song. Forever Young. People like to say Forever Young. It's interesting. We have some tips here that can help you age better, I guess. Not going to go backwards, at least as far as I know. But it will help somewhat. We were thinking about this because there's an interesting little write-up here. Satchel Paige was a famous pitcher in Negro League Baseball, and then he played in the majors for a few years as well. And he's famous for being a very good pitcher for a very long time. He pitched well into his late 40s. He may even have been up into 50 when he was pitching in the major leagues. So for those of you that are 50, you think about that, going out there and pitching in the major leagues. That'd be pretty tough.
With a bunch of 20-year-olds.
Yeah. So he had some insight on how to stay young, and we'll throw those out there. It's kind of that, what would you call it, country wisdom, where it's not maybe real scientific, but it's what he did, and then we've got some that are maybe a little more scientific. But Satchel Paige was a pretty good one to talk about staying young. He was born in 1906. He lived to 1982. He had a good long lifespan. Of course, he played Negro League Baseball and Major League Baseball. He was a pitcher, and he was really a legend because he pitched for so long. He had so many records, and it's hard to even know how many records he had because they didn't keep all of them. And he would always attract record crowds. One of the things that people liked about him was his showmanship. When he would go play at different cities, he would have his infielders sit down, and then he'd strike out the side. So you talk about being pretty confident in your ability. You'd go ahead, shortstop, third, second, first, just sit down. Don't worry about it.
Take a few minutes off, guys. And then get a break.
Then strike out the side. You'd want to hit that so bad.
Oh, yeah. That's probably actually mentally damaging for the batter, and that's why he couldn't hit it.
It could be. I mean, you would think, wow, this guy's pretty good. But he pitched at 42 in the major leagues as a rookie. And so, because that was the first year he could play, and he was 42. He was a rookie, played for the Cleveland Indians, played for the St. Louis Browns until he was 47, and he represented them in the All-Star game in 52 and 53. And he was the first player who had played in the Negro Leagues to pitch in the World Series. So, of course, he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So he had a good, long, active life. And here are six ways he said that you should keep young. He said, avoid fried meats which angry up the blood.
I just love his phrasing in all six of these points.
Country wisdom.
Exactly.
It's not maybe scientific, but probably knew what he was talking about. Diet's important.
Could you imagine a scientific report that says angry up the blood?
It's angering up the blood. Second tip he gave is if your stomach disputes you, lie down and pacify it with cool thoughts. So, you know, actually it's interesting because some of these that he brings out in a unique way, they are actually proven here in this other list. And you'll see how those tie in here in a minute. The third point he said for staying young was keep the juices flowing by jangling around gently as you move.
That was actually a hard one for me to figure out. I guess jangling keys, maybe just shaking a little bit, I guess.
Moving around a little bit. But, you know, what's interesting is now there's all these reports about how you shouldn't sit down all day, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that back then. Well, just move around a little bit and keep the blood going. The fourth thing he said for keeping young was go very light on the vices, such as carrying on in society. It's a very gentle way of saying that. The social ramble ain't wrestling. True, true. Get your sleep.
That's right. I'm sure a lot of that was probably about drunkenness as well.
Yeah.
Probably seeing some people who lost their dignity out in public.
Sure. Yeah, when they're on the road all the time, those things sometimes happen. Number five, I don't know about this one, but he said avoid running at all times.
this is my favorite one. Avoid running at all times. And no wonder he chose baseball. I mean, that's the one sport where you're standing around the most.
Yeah, and if you strike everybody out, you don't have to move.
Just walk onto the mound, leg kick, throw some heat.
There you go. I don't know that that's necessarily great advice. However, for some people, it's not good to run, depending on their age and condition of legs and that type of thing. Number six, and finally, he says, don't look back. Something might be gaining on you.
There's some hidden depth to that one.
There really is. There really is. That's keep being forward thinking. But here are some ways that modern science says you can apply these different principles to help you stay more active and more fit. And I think they're good ones, so that's why we've got them on the list here. And they tie into what he said, just in a more scientific way. They say you should stress less. That's what he said, isn't it? He said if your stomach bothers you, you just lie down and pacify it with cool thoughts. And also don't look back. Something might be gaining on you. That's about not stressing out.
Yeah, he lived in a good time where there are a lot fewer stressors as well. You know, less distractions.
Yeah.
For one thing.
He said they say here that studies show that having a positive mental attitude about aging has a measurable effect on the number of years we will be permitted to do it. And really that sort of there's that expression growing old gracefully. And it's hard to do in this society because everybody's trying to look like they're much younger than they are. Mm-hmm. And but here they're saying, look, just be positive about it and embrace it.
Yeah, and we've had a Trumpet Daily Radio show on this station about how elders in this society are not treated very well. Just kind of own your state in life. You have all this extra wisdom and so many advantages that aware young people know that you have, and they look up to you for that.
Yeah. It reminds me of a couple of years ago. I was in a local store, and there was an older lady sitting there waiting. I think her daughter was shopping. I'm assuming it was a daughter, and she was just waiting for her. Now, keep in mind, her daughter was probably 70.
Wow.
So this lady was older. She must have been close to 90 or in her 90s. And the thing that was remarkable about her was that she pulled out her little mirror, you know, and she was like putting on all of her makeup and stuff, and she was really concerned about it. And I just thought, okay, I mean, it's over. You don't need to be doing that.
Who are you trying to impress?
You know, what are you trying to look like?
Yeah.
80?
I know.
If only I could look like 80. So that thinking sometimes stays with people where they're just always trying to look younger. I'm not saying don't look your best, obviously, but you know, don't stress out about it. Just enjoy your state. They're saying that's good for you. Also, they say you should consume more fat, but good fats. Mm. There's been this whole anti-fat movement, all fat's bad, but they're finding that's not true. Bad fat's bad, but there's plenty of natural fats that your body needs.
Yeah, there are a lot of health myths out there, like avoid butter at all costs, high cholesterol is as good as death. I mean, there are things that people push, but sometimes you have to look behind it and see who's pushing that type of agenda.
Yeah, and another one they say, and this ties in with Satchel Paige, get off the couch. Mm. They say you got to move around, obviously, and we're in a society where a lot of people sit on the way to work, sit on the way home, sit at work, sit when they get home. So you got to get up and get moving, and that just is what Satchel said. He said, keep the juices flowing, jangle around a little bit.
Jangle around. I love that.
It's time to jangle. You need to jangle around a little more. Another one they say is to help you stay a little bit younger, or I guess a better way to say it would be to age well. Do mental aerobics. Keep your mind active. Be doing things to keep that mind going. And we've had a program about that as well. I think Jeremiah Jacques had one, and then Steve Fleury had one as well in the Trumpet Daily Radio Show about people keeping their minds active and really doing a lot of things. There was a story last night that was pretty neat on the news. In New York, they lit up one of the buildings for Tony Bennett, the singer, who is in his 90s. And he's still doing his thing. And they asked him, what's your secret? And he's like, well, I never really worked a day in my life because I like what I do. Mm. And he's like, I'm just excited that I can still get away with it. But nobody figured that out.
Get away with it.
So really what he's saying is he was pretty positive, didn't stress a lot. You know, he was saying some of these same things, just in a different way. One of the last ones they give here is to have personal relationships, if good ones. That's important, and when people become lonely and they are alone, then they usually deteriorate mentally and physically.
Yeah, and a big problem today is just people being buried in their screens and not really going outside and getting away from the internet or the television or whatever else. And a lot of times you can just totally neglect a friend if you get too much into those things.
There's a report that came out this week about the infamous millennials, which I guess you are a millennial.
I am an infamous millennial.
That they are rejecting some of the normal relationships that young people would go after because they don't have time. But they would rather be on their screen doing something, and they feel like they can get enough interaction and enough relationships through their screens.
Wow, That's sad. I mean, look at how good those people are socially in general today.
And it's one of those things where it is a new trend. Where does it end up in 20 years? We don't know that yet.
Right. Yeah, we talked about fubbing that one day, phone snubbing.
Oh yeah.
That's going on now all the time. People cannot break away from the screens.
Right. It's a different time. It'll be interesting to see how that happens. But those personal relationships are very good, and those are some of the things you can do. Stress less, consume more fat, good fats. Get off the couch, jangle around, do some mental aerobics, keep your mind active, and have good personal relationships. Those are some of the points that are brought out. And we're also brought out there by Satchel Paige, too. And don't angry up that blood, whatever you do. he's probably exactly right. It's just said in a unique way. So
it's easier to understand, though.
It is.
Most people are going to know exactly what that means instead of whatever scientific term there is for that.
Yeah, and we'll remember it too. Because right. I mean, I am probably, hopefully, for the rest of my life, I'll think I've been sitting here too long. I need to jangle around a little bit.
Jangle around, avoid angering my blood.
Blood's a little angry.
Cool thoughts to settle my dispute with my stomach.
Yeah. Yeah, those things can be very helpful. Just some good tips on growing old gracefully and having good health and energy for as long as you can. Those are some of the interesting topics that we had for you today. Make sure you listen for the Key of David program coming up here in a little bit on KPCG on the Ukraine crisis prophesied, also the Trumpet Daily Radio Show with your host, Stephen Fleury. And there's a new The Sun Also Rises with Jeremiah Jacques today. Lots of great stuff here on KPCG. Make sure you stay with us. And if you miss any of those live, you can always catch the replays or the archives at KPCG.FM. That'll do it for us on Trumpet Radio Live. Myself, Dwight Falk, and Grant Turgeon, thanks for being with us today. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.